We will now instruct on how to cast on the yarn to the machine to begin simple knitting. Take the small cast on comb 8A. Hold it with the hooks of the comb facing you and your thumb at either end of the bottom of the comb. The movable tails at either end of the comb are moved to face towards you. You'll notice that by moving these clips at the end, you are controlling a tiny hook which protrudes at either end of the cast-on comb just above the grip of the cast-on comb to the prongs 8C. Of the needle bed. Please examine the needle bed 8D in order to familiarize yourself with its various parts. First of all, you will notice movable needles. There are 200 of these set into grooves across the needle bed. These needles are numbered, starting with zero in the center, and counting goes from center to end, counting 100 on each side of zero. The numbers, which are indicated in multiples of 10, are located just beyond the front prongs. Also, at either end of the needle bed, just where the needle grooves end, you will find letters from A through E. 8E. These indicate positions of the needles. Your small cast-on comb covers a maximum of 100 stitches or needles. When you are instructed to center the cast-on comb, this means that you line up the end of the comb with the needle marked 50 at either end for perfect centering. Place the hooks of the comb between the prongs on the needle bed. Slip them in and reach as high as it will go until it is touching the base bar of the needle bed. Holding the cast-on comb as high as it will go and slightly forward towards you, you must then move the end clips of the cast-on comb outward until the hooks catch onto the prong and hang there. Then, let the cast-on comb fall naturally into an upward position. Look in your tool bin and select the needle pusher 3D. This accessory is the one that has one straight edge and one forked edge. It is called the 1x1 needle pusher. Holding the pusher 3D, at each end, place the flat end of this tool behind the butts 8D of the needles and push forward about 1/2 inch. Raise 30 needles on either side of zero in this manner, pushing the needles forward about 1/2 inch so that the butt of the needle is even with position B. These 60 needles will then be in knitting position. Now, take the yarn which you already threaded and which is resting in the clip of the yarn antenna 2E. To thread the yarn into the carriage, slide the yarn under the guide wire 8F. Of the carriage yarn feeder and through center hole. Pull down the yarn with your left hand until you hear it click into knitting position. We want to caution you that if you do not hear it click into position, you will not have properly completed threading of the yarn. You should now have the yarn coming down from the wire of the yarn antenna and through the center of the carriage yarn guide with a 10-inch tail of yarn for you to hold on to under the carriage. This is the end of this record. Please go on to the next record.